It's a pleasant Wednesday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Under a blend of clouds and sunshine, temperatures are mild and the humidity levels remain quite low. Dew point temperatures are running mainly in the 50s through our area, and that means that the comfort level is good as we go through the rest of the day into tonight. We have high pressure building its way across eastern Canada, and that's helped to push all of the mugginess from this weekend down to our south. So we're looking ahead to a very nice night across the area. Another good night for sleeping as temperatures fall back into the 50s to near 60 degrees. Humidity levels will remain comfortable, and we will see a few areas of fog form as we go through the night into early tomorrow morning. And as the wind turns a little bit more to the east, we may actually see some more persistent fog work into areas south and east of the capital region, and that fog may linger for a while into the first part of the day tomorrow. Also, through the day tomorrow, we'll be watching a warm front and cold front that will approach from the west. So sunshine during the morning will fade behind increasing clouds, and there is the chance for at least a few showers, maybe even a thunderstorm, as we go into the later part of the day tomorrow. So rain chances increase a bit later tomorrow into tomorrow evening. Of course, the western areas have a better shot at seeing some rainfall before the sun goes down tomorrow, but we may even sneak a shower or two into the capital region before the sun goes down. Of course, the sunset is quite late this time of year. Temperatures tomorrow will be mild again, running mainly in the 70s to near 80 degrees, so another day with temperatures that will be above normal levels. Moving into tomorrow night and Friday, we'll have that cold front cross the area, so there is the chance for some showers, maybe even a thunderstorm in that time frame, though this particular front doesn't appear to have a ton of rain with it, so there's still going to be plenty of dry gaps as we go through Thursday night into Friday. Temperatures on Friday will be mainly in the 70s. We'll start off the weekend with dry weather on Saturday. Rain chances will increase as we head into Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy with patchy fog, pleasant, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or storm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with areas of fog and highs in the 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, pleasant, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm, with highs in the 70s to around 80. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the 70s, and on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant with highs in the 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.